The Holy Scriptures, American Standard Version. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Robert Garrison. The Book of Job, Chapter 15. Then answered Eliphaz the Temanite, and said, Should a wise man make answer with vain knowledge, and fill himself with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk, or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? Yea, thou doest away with fear, and hinderest devotion before God. For thine iniquity teacheth thy mouth, and thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. Thine own mouth condemneth thee, and not I. Yea, thine own lips testify against thee. Art thou the first man that was born? Or wast thou brought forth before the hills? Hast thou heard the secret counsel of God? And dost thou limit wisdom to thyself? What knowest thou that we know not? What understandest thou which is not in us? With us are both the gray-headed and the very aged men, much elder than thy father. Are the consolations of God too small for thee, even the word that is gentle toward thee? Why doth thy heart carry thee away? And why do thine eyes flash, that against God thou turnest thy spirit, and lettest words go out of thy mouth? What is man, that he should be clean? And he that is born of a woman, that he should be righteous? Behold, he putteth no trust in his holy ones. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much less one that is abominable and corrupt, a man that drinketh iniquity like water? I will show thee. Hear thou me. And that which I have seen I will declare, which wise men have told from their fathers, and have not hid it, unto whom alone the land was given, and no stranger passed among them. The wicked man travaileth with pain all his days, even the number of years that are laid up for the oppressor. A sound of terrors is in his ears. In prosperity the destroyer shall come upon him. He believeth not that he shall return out of darkness, and he is waited for of the sword. He wandereth abroad for bread, saying, Where is it? He knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. Distress and anguish make him afraid. They prevail against him as a king ready to the battle. Because he hath stretched out his hand against God, and behaveth himself proudly against the Almighty. He runneth upon him with a stiff neck, with the thick bosses of his bucklers, because he hath covered his face with his fatness, and gathered fat upon his loins. And he hath dwelt in desolate cities, in houses which no man inhabited, which were ready to become heaps. He shall not be rich, neither shall his substance continue, neither shall their possessions be extended on the earth. He shall not depart out of darkness. The flame shall dry up his branches, and by the breath of God's mouth shall he go away. Let him not trust in vanity, deceiving himself, for vanity shall be his recompense. It shall be accomplished before his time, and his branch shall not be green. He shall shake off his unripe grape as the vine, and shall cast off his flower as the olive tree. For the company of the godless shall be barren, and fire shall consume the tents of bribery. They conceive mischief, and bring forth iniquity, and their heart prepareth deceit. Chapter 16. Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are ye all. Shall vain words have an end? Or what provoketh thee that thou answerest? I also could speak as ye do, if your soul were in my soul's stead. I could join words together against you, and shake my head at you. But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the solace of my lips would assuage your grief. Though I speak, my grief is not assuaged. And though I forbear, what am I eased? But now he hath made me weary. Thou hast made desolate all my company, and thou hast laid fast hold on me, which is a witness against me, and my leanness riseth up against me. It testifieth to my face. He hath torn me in his wrath and persecuted me. He hath gnashed upon me with his teeth. Mine adversary sharpeneth his eyes upon me. They have gaped upon me with their mouth. They have smitten me upon the cheek reproachfully. They gather themselves together against me. God delivereth me to the ungodly, and casteth me into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, and he brake me asunder. Yea, he hath taken me by the neck, and dashed me to pieces. He hath also set me up for his mark. His archers compass me round about. He cleaveth my reins asunder, and doth not spare. He poureth out my gall upon the ground. He breaketh me with breach upon breach. He runneth upon me like a giant. I have sewed sackcloth upon my skin, and have laid my horn in the dust. My face is red with weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death. Although there is no violence in my hands, and my prayer is pure. O earth, cover not thou my blood, and let my cry have no resting place. Even now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and he that voucheth for me is on high. My friends scoff at me, but mine eye poureth out tears unto God, that he would maintain the right of a man with God, and of a son of man with his neighbor. For when a few years are come, I shall go the way whence I shall not return. Chapter 17. My spirit is consumed, my days are extinct, the grave is ready for me. Surely there are mockers with me, and mine eye dwelleth upon their provocation. Give now a pledge, be surety for me with thyself. Who is there that will strike hands with me? For thou hast hid their heart from understanding, therefore shalt thou not exalt them. He that denounceth his friends for a prey, even the eyes of his children shall fail. But he hath made me a byword of the people, and they spit in my face. Mine eye also is dim by reason of sorrow, and all my members are as a shadow. Upright men shall be astonished at this, and the innocent shall stir up himself against the godless. Yet shall the righteous hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall wax stronger and stronger. But as for you all, come on now again, and I shall not find a wise man among you. My days are past, my purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. They change the night into day. The light, say they, is near unto the darkness. If I look for Sheol as my house, if I have spread my couch in the darkness, if I have said to corruption, thou art my father, to the worm, thou art my mother and my sister, where then is my hope? And as for my hope, who shall see it? It shall go down to the bars of Sheol, when once there is rest in the dust. Chapter 18. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite and said, How long will ye hunt for words? Consider, and afterwards we will speak. Wherefore are we counted as beasts, and are become unclean in your sight? Thou that tearest thyself in thine anger, shall the earth be forsaken for thee? Or shall the rock be removed out of its place? Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tent, and his lamp above him shall be put out. The steps of his strength shall be straightened, and his own counsel shall cast him down. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walketh upon the toils. A gin shall take him by the heel, and a snare shall lay hold on him. A noose is hid for him in the ground, and a trap for him in the way. Terror shall make him afraid on every side, and shall chase him at his heels. His strength shall be hunger-bitten, and calamity shall be ready at his side. The members of his body shall be devoured. Yea, the firstborn of death shall devour his members. He shall be rooted out of his tent where he trusteth, and he shall be brought to the King of Terrors. There shall dwell in his tent that which is none of his. Brimstone shall be scattered upon his habitation. His roots shall be dried up beneath, and above shall his branch be cut off. His remembrance shall perish from the earth, and he shall have no name in the street. He shall be driven from light into darkness, and chased out of the world. He shall have neither son nor son's son among his people, nor any remaining where he sojourned. They that come after shall be astonished at his day, and they that went before were affrighted. Surely such are the dwellings of the unrighteous, and this is the place of him that knoweth not God. Chapter 19. Then Job answered and said, How long will ye vex my soul, and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times have ye reproached me. Ye are not ashamed that ye deal hardly with me. And be it indeed that I have erred, mine error remaineth with myself. If indeed ye will magnify yourselves against me, and plead against me my reproach, know now that God hath subverted me in my cause, and hath compassed me with his net. Behold, I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry for help, but there is no justice. He hath walled up my way that I cannot pass, and hath set darkness in my paths. He hath stripped me of my glory, and taken the crown from my head. He hath broken me down on every side, and I am gone. And my hope hath he plucked up like a tree. He hath also kindled his wrath against me, and he counteth me unto him as one of his adversaries. His troops come on together, and cast up their way against me, and encamp round about my tent. He hath put my brethren far from me, and mine acquaintance are wholly estranged from me. My kinsfolk have failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. They that dwell in my house and my maids count me for a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I call unto my servant, and he giveth me no answer, though I entreat him with my mouth. My breath is strange to my wife, and my supplication to the children of mine own mother. Even young children despise me. If I arise, they speak against me. All my familiar friends abhor me. and they whom I loved are turned against me. My bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me, O ye my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. Why do ye persecute me as God, and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book, that with an iron pen and lead they were graven in the rock forever! But as for me, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and at last he will stand up upon the earth. And after my skin, even this body, is destroyed, then without my flesh shall I see God, whom I, even I, shall see on my side, and mine eyes shall behold, and not as a stranger. My heart is consumed within me. If ye say, How will we persecute him? And that the root of the matter is found in me, be ye afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishments of the sword, that ye may know there is a judgment. Chapter 20. Then answered Zophar the Naamathite, and said, Therefore do my thoughts give answer to me, even by reason of my haste that is in me. I have heard the reproof which putteth me to shame, and the spirit of my understanding answereth me. Knowest thou not this of old time, since man was placed upon earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the godless but for a moment? Though his height mount up to the heavens, and his head reach unto the clouds, yet he shall perish for ever like his own dung. They that have seen him shall say, Where is he? He shall fly away as a dream, and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. The eye which saw him shall see him no more, neither shall his place any more behold him. His children shall seek the favor of the poor, and his hand shall give back his wealth. His bones are full of his youth, and it shall lie down with him in the dust. Though the wickedness be sweet in his mouth, though he hide it under his tongue, though he spare it and will not let it go, but keep it still within his mouth. Yet his food in his bowels is turned, it is the gall of asps within him. He hath swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God will cast them out of his belly. He shall suck the poison of asps, the viper's tongue shall slay him. He shall not look upon the rivers, the flowing streams of honey and butter. That which he labored for shall he restore, and shall not swallow it down. According to the substance that he hath gotten, he shall not rejoice. For he hath oppressed and forsaken the poor. He hath violently taken away a house, and he shall not build it up. Because he knew no quietness within him, he shall not save aught of that wherein he delighteth. There was nothing left that he devoured not. Therefore his prosperity shall not endure. In the fullness of his sufficiency he shall be in straits. The hand of every one that is in misery shall come upon him. When he is about to fill his belly, God will cast the fierceness of his wrath upon him, and will rain it upon him while he is eating. He shall flee from the iron weapon, and the bow of brass shall strike him through. He draweth it forth, and it cometh out of his body. Yea, the glittering point cometh out of his gall. Terrors are upon him. All darkness is laid up for his treasures. A fire not blown by man shall devour him. It shall consume that which is left in his tent. The heavens shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. The increase of his house shall depart. His goods shall flow away in the day of his wrath. This is the portion of a wicked man from God, and the heritage appointed unto him by God. Chapter 21. Then Job answered and said, Hear diligently my speech, and let this be your consolations. Suffer me, and I also will speak. And after that I have spoken, mock on. As for me, is my complaint to man? And why should I not be impatient? Mark me, and be astonished, and lay your hand upon your mouth. Even when I remember I am troubled, and horror taketh hold on my flesh, wherefore do the wicked live? Become old, yea, wax mighty in power. Their seed is established with them in their sight, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Their bull gendereth, and faileth not. Their cow calveth, and casteth not her calf. They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They sing to the timbrel and harp, and rejoice at the sound of the pipe. They spend their days in prosperity, and in a moment they go down to Sheol. And they say unto God, Depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? Lo, their prosperity is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How oft is it that the lamp of the wicked is put out, that their calamity cometh upon them, that God distributeth sorrows in his anger, that they are as stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carrieth away? Ye say, God layeth up his iniquity for his children. Let him recompense it unto himself, that he may know it. Let his own eyes see his destruction, and let him drink of the wrath of the Almighty. For what careth he for his house after him, when the number of his months is cut off? Shall any teach God knowledge, seeing he judgeth those that are high? One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His pails are full of milk, and the marrow of his bones is moistened. And another dieth in bitterness of soul, and never tasteth of good. They lie down alike in the dust, and the worm covereth them. Behold, I know your thoughts, and the devices wherewith ye would wrong me. For ye say, Where is the house of the prince? And where is the tent wherein the wicked dwelt? Have ye not asked wayfaring men? And do ye not know their evidences, that the evil man is reserved to the day of calamity, that they are led forth to the day of wrath? Who shall declare his way to his face, and who shall repay him what he hath done? Yet shall he be borne to the grave, and men shall keep watch over the tomb. The clods of the valley shall be sweet unto him, and all men shall draw after him, as there were innumerable before him. How then comfort ye me in vain, seeing in your answers there remaineth only falsehood? End of chapter 21.